Hi there, this is Dongnil, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the difference of having a goal and having your eyes set on that goal. And do have your eyes set on goal, but at the same time make sure that whatever you do is according to that goal so you can keep your motivation. Now, just a little bit side note here. If you have been listening to this podcast, you might have noticed that it's partly in Norwegian and partly in English. And what you might also have noticed is that the English version happens always to be recorded while I'm somewhere. So either I'm in my car, or as you probably heard from the noises outside, I'm outside walking. So there's no coincidence that I'm saying that this podcast, especially the English one, is a on-the-go kind of podcast, literally. So I hope that's okay. It's how it just happened to become. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about and share with you is an experience I had the other day. And I was doing my CrossFit session, and as always, I always get super inspired when I'm finished with those sessions, and it always makes me think, and yeah, to have these thoughts about whatever it is, different perspectives and different ideas that I come across as I'm doing these CrossFit sessions, but I see that they're always related to everyday life and business as well, and this is no exception. So I'm not sure, I don't know if you have done any kind of rowing before, if you've been on a rowing machine. If you haven't, then bear with me, but you've probably seen people doing rowing either on a machine or, you know, in the Olympics. Now, if you have done any rowing, you know what I'm talking about, right? And to be honest, my experience with rowing is pretty limited. So I never actually done anything, and I've more or less just had my first kind of experiences with them. And to be fair, it's very far from being Olympic champion, to be honest. I more look like someone who is dragging and pulling and trying to do her best and get really, you know, excited and exhausted at the same time, not really knowing what she's doing. But luckily, I meant I do have a mother who is super fit, and she has been trained by one of the best rowers in Norway. So she actually given me a couple of tips on how to, you know, do the rower in a more professional way. Now, my point wasn't that. My point was about the goals, and that's where I'm heading at the moment. So you probably heard everything about the importance of setting goals and having these big goals, and, you know, have something that you can look forward to and strive for and thrive for, and, you know, something that really excites you, something that's bigger than you. And I'm all about that. I too believe that in order to expand our life, in order to achieve, we need to have goals. It can be personal goals, it can be business goals, hopefully it's a bit of both, but we need our goals in order to know where we're heading. Without goals, we end up just doing without knowing why, and that's pretty limited, right? And we end up being someone who ends up having a life dependent on what other people chose for us, or how other people wanted us to live. But the other way around is that we have our own goals, knowing where we want to go, knowing where we want to live, how we want to live, and from there can actually make choices that are according to that. Now, back to the rowing, because you know, that's where all this started. I was having this CrossFit session, and one of the exercises we were to do was to have a 2,000 meters do on the rower, and there was a time gap there. So we were trying to achieve 2,000 meters on a rower within 8 minutes. So that's, I mean, if you have done that, it can be pretty tough. And as I said, I'm not a very good rower in the beginning. So, you know, I sat down and we're ready to go. And then the coach, they are really brilliant there, she said something that made the whole difference. She said, don't focus on those 2,000 meters. focus on what you're actually doing. Focus on every time you're pulling back, use your legs. Focus on the technique, and the meters will come. And that shifted my whole perspective, my whole focus for those next 8 minutes. If I would have just had my eyes on those 2,000 meters, I would have been pushing and pulling and doing my best, but it would be really exhausting. And even worse, if I were then to be conscious about people around me and how they would finish up before me, my motivation would even drop more. But then I was sitting there and all I focused on was how I was doing, how I could pull and push, use my legs. And I was all focused about how can I make every pull more efficient? How can I use my legs even better? How can I use that energy to make sure that every time I drag that, I don't handle, but I handle back, I will get further instead of just trying to pull and push and pull and push. And it was an amazing experience, to be honest. It was like being in a zone where all I was focusing on was what I was actually doing. And at the same time, unconsciously, I had my focus was on those 2,000 meters, but instead of having that as a primary goal, my primary goal there and then was what I was doing, knowing that whatever I was doing, the more I could make that more perfect, more effective, more efficient, the faster I could get to those 2,000 meters. And what struck me was that this applies to everyday life and business in general as well. If we are focusing only on those big hairy goals and dreams and forget about that everything we do, each and every day counts, we can lose our motivation and inspiration even. So let's say that you're running a business and your main goal is to live by this business. You want this business to be your main work, and this is where you're going to earn your money, and this is where what you want to do. And then you find yourself in a situation where, you have to have people coming to your website, or, you're trying to sell something and things go a bit slow. Now, if you're only focusing on the day that you can eventually live by whatever you're doing, you might find yourself being exhausted very fast, and you can't maybe not even see the point in what you're doing, because your only focus is something about something in the future, and you can forget about the here and now. Now, I'm saying this because I've experienced this over and over again as a coach and mentor for loads of small business owners, especially women, is that there's so many brilliant ideas out there. I mean, really brilliant ideas. But what sometimes kind of gets in the way for those brilliant ideas to become reality is that you forget about your everyday tasks. You forget about what you are doing, where you're focusing today, or whatever you're doing. That is what counts. That is what counts. So, let's say that you want to make a real business out of your website, for instance. Then ask yourself, what can I focus on today that will matter? What can I do today that will eventually move the needle? So you can't start with the big ideas only. You have to start with what's in front of you right now. So it might be pick up the phone, have that conversation with someone. It could be just write that blog post that's in your head. Just write it, get it out. It could be post something on social media. It could be anything. But you have to have focus on what you can do today and make sure that is done, as well as having your big ideas in front of you. You see what I mean? The one thing can't go without the other. So if we're only focusing on that big idea and we forget that big idea could only be achieved by whatever we are doing right now. That big idea will never be achieved. And that is what separates those who are actually achieving from those who are still just dreaming. It's like when you see an Olympic doing rowing or whatever, they don't become Olympic champions just by dreaming. You have to do every single day. They have to make sure that they're focusing on the right thing every single day. They have to go out and do their training every single day. And the same applies to you and me. So I wanted to pop by with this podcast and hopefully give you some new perspectives and new ideas on how you can look at your training, your fitness, your business and your life. Have a goal. Make sure it's brand, you know, it's brilliant, it's good, it's lovely. And then see, what can I do today? Where can I have my focus today? That will eventually move the needle so I will reach that goal. So till next time, bye-bye.